in the best way that we possibly could. We'd love you to have you come by and see it. We think someday it'll be worth something. Right now it isn't worth much still, because our sales are way down. So our feeling is that if you take the valuation as we were told it is from the first day of the 2023, that none of this that we've experienced or presented would suggest that the property tax should be increased. We were increased 33%, 33.3% is what we were assessed for this year.
From 2022, you
think? Yeah, from 2022 to 2023.
Okay. What value do you believe that it was on January 1? Do you know?
What value?
In other words, do you have a figure as to what the value was? I know you showed us some pictures and stuff.
The value of the theater was?
Correct. In other words, what do you think the value should be appraised?
If we were living in a normal community where there was a demand for theaters, I would say that I would ask for $5 to $6 million. We paid $3 million for the complex, and we've put at least another $3 million into it, but we will never sell it for that in this town. One person told me $1.2 million.
Well, here's the reason I'm asking you the question. The assessor right now has your value at $2,769,000.
Yes.
Okay. And are you saying that as of January 1, it was not worth that
amount? Oh, if you would have given us that amount, we would happily have taken it and gone away. But you could never find anybody who would do that.
Okay.
I'm
so
confident.
So what value do you think it had on that date?
We're way out of my league. Now, my daughter-in-law who started this, she had to go to Samoa to take care of her mother, but she put down $1.2 million. I thought that was low. I'm not skilled at being able to look at the income figures and then calculate from there what it was worth. I think Boxcar Willie paid about $800,000. $1,000 for the theater, and then he built the hotel.
Can I interject something? The theater is worth what someone is willing to pay for.
I understand.
So we have put feelers out that we would be willing to sell, but nobody has come forth with an offer. So it's difficult for us to say what. And
you agree with her, if somebody offered you $2.7 million, that you guys would take it in a second?
Yes, it would be way below what we've put into it, but we've also used the property over the years. We were optimistic when we started down that road 5 or 6 years ago, and we were thinking $5 to $6 million, but it is never going to happen. If Dick Clark couldn't sell for that, if the Andy Williams sold for about that much, then this theater is older and not. It doesn't have nearly what those two properties have.
Okay, look, now that you've let us know the information, why don't I do this? I want to ask the assessor what her opinion of value is and what's the basis of it.
Okay, can I ask you a couple questions?
You bet.
How many rooms are in the motel?
We have 78 rooms.
Okay, that's what I've got.
Is this parcel include both the hotel and theater?
And another building. Do you have a restaurant in that little building?
No.
Museum?
No, it was used to be Boxcar Willie Museum. It never made any money. We've changed it into, our lobby isn't very big, so we have just made that an extension of our lobby. So it's just a gift shop, and we sell fudge there, but it's an extension of the theater business, and we calculate it with the theater.
Okay.
We have it down as a separate structure.
Gotcha.
Okay. So if you'd like to hear what I've got here. On 6/29, I guess we were called to make a site visit to inspect the fire damage, but it was actually Dan over there that went. He didn't see any fire damage, only minor water damage.
6/29 of this year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then on 7/5/23, he emailed Bella Dutton. Is that you?
No, that is my daughter-in-law who's
in Samoa. There would not be a reduction in the appraised value to land and improvements. And so let me tell you where we're at. On the theater, we have your physical condition at 75%. Then I gave you an additional 25% off for functional obsolescence, which brings the value of that theater itself to $697,980. So I don't even have it. It's like under $700,000 for the theater.
Right.
Okay.
For the theater, or just the theater, right?
Correct.
Just the theater, right. And like I said, I marked it down substantially, so, you know, right now you're at 50% of what the value should be on the theater. And so then on the museum, we've got you at, looks like $131,580. Again, that was marked down to 75% on the condition. And the motel is the $2 million. That the replacement cost $2,259,000. You've got a 78-room motel, and it is in good condition. And again, we didn't see a problem with the theater, but we had given you a pretty good break on that. So I.
Hey Susan, yeah. I know the numbers. I think you need to look a little further down as far as the depreciation. So the theater's at 300.
Yeah, you're right. So when I said 50%, it was 300,000. I've got the theater at. Yeah. Sorry. So it's at 348,990 for the theater.
So the bulk of the assessment is the motel.
So just for your information, when Louise Martin sold it to us, she valued it at 500,000, the motel. Motels were a dime a dozen, and she begged us to take the one up on Arlene Drive, the other Boxcar Willie 2 motel. And we said, we don't even want one motel. Why would we do another one? So we didn't. But she offered us that one, which was newer, had an indoor swimming pool, for $500,000.
When was that?
That was in 2001.
Okay, quite a while. Yeah, we've had several hotels. I assume that the income information probably was not seen before today.
Nothing.
Okay.
So, again, Dan said, like he said, I read off the wrong one because we substantially moved down the physical conditions on these. So the museum we have at $98,685, and the motel we have at $1,807,592.
Say that number again.
$1,807,592.
Now, the Martins did not consider the what you call the museum as added value. That was not, it was given to us, but it didn't earn them any money.
I understand that, but as a structure, it has value, and it's on the 76th strip.
Okay. So. If we use the numbers you just talked about with the depreciation, though, it doesn't come up. It doesn't come up to the number that's on our sheet, which is 2.7.
Right. Well, you also have three asphalt, we call them structures, on there. And if
this
you look on your deal.
Land value. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then if you look on, there's concrete, two concrete, and then there's all the lights. So where you can see this easier on your computer, on their file, mm-hmm. if you look at the 2023 PRC card, it lists all the structures so you can see and add them together. It'll come up to the correct amount that you've got.
What are asphalt structures?
It's not a structure. We measure the concrete,
oh.
the asphalt, and it's just listed separately.
I thought maybe you were taking into account those ugly electrical boxes.
No.
It's essentially the parking lot there.
Correct.
Right. And the asphalt.
And one of the things that a lot of our and I understand because your focus has been the theater, but one of the hotel operators have discovered a lot of times that if they will come to the assessor with their numbers, that a lot of times the structure or the cost method that she uses, your value comes down sometimes pretty substantially when you're using an income approach if you can provide her the numbers. Part of the problem, of course, is we're in the last, 2 weeks of the tax appeal season here, and it's difficult for the assessor to do new income approaches when we still have three more days of BOE hearings and stuff. So that's what we're – and I really feel for your situation. I'm just trying to figure out I mean, I don't know if there's a way to do a quick and dirty on how many, you know, what they charge for a room and how many they have, you know, on an income approach, if that would bring down the hotel value or not. But that's, I don't know if it would. It's a one point. We got the value now of the hotel.
$1,807,000. And so, again,
that's pretty consistent with the other ones.
It's consistent with everybody else who's come through.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I don't see it coming down. And again, we gave discounts for all the things that.
Sounds like it's 50% down on the theater.
Yeah.
And it's 50, and the gift shop is similar.
Can you see the PRC card?
Mm-hmm, I'm looking at it.
Okay, see right next to the value? It shows how much we adjusted it. So we're at 50%. You see on the theater, 75% on the museum. You know, we asphalt's down to 60 and 75%. Motel's at 80. And it was built in 93, the same as all those other ones also. So,
the theater was much older. It was built in the 80s, but the hotel was built in 93.
Right, in 81. But again, on the strip, a theater for $348,990.
So my concern is that these other theaters were on the strip too. The Dick Clark Theater, much nicer. The Andy Williams Theater, much nicer, much better neighborhood, much better location.
And I think most of your value, I mean it is most of the value, is coming out of the hotel. Okay, so
especially for 2022.
In other words, I would say that they have knocked your value right now, that they have knocked it down to on January 1st for the theater and your gift shop are, I mean, they substantially knocked that down compared to what it'd be if it was up and running and there were no issues like that you had. But more of your value here, the 2.7, it looks like, what, two-thirds of it? Two-thirds of the total appraised value, at least, is the hotel.
That's what I'm seeing.
So in our business, it would be just the other way around. I mean, nobody wants the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
Right. Well, and I understand that you guys, like I said, your focus has been on the other. We as a board have to look at we're trying to get to what's market value. Is your property being appraised above market value? And certainly the theater, I think that I absolutely hear you that nobody's buying a theater. Mm-hmm. And they've got it down substantially. So really what to figure out if this number is fair, we're kind of zeroed in on the hotel.
Well, another issue, I don't know if this matters or not, but the hotel is grandfathered in with the theater, and you cannot separate them and sell them. We tried to do that, but then you would lose parking, which would mean you'd have to take half of the seats out of the theater. So you're stuck with the hotel whether you like it or not.
Right. You mentioned that your hotel revenue, though, was down.
Yes.
Due to the fact that the theater is not open. And I think had that information been provided to the assessor, she could have adjusted.
Well, and especially if you looked at it in room numbers and didn't take into consideration that fact that we made a big increase in rooms, which, thank goodness, that saved us.
It sounds like that you guys have obviously knocked down the other two parts. I mean, it does affect value if you can't sell it does affect it if you can't sell the hotel without the theater.
Could parcel it out and do that. I mean, it's.
I think what you're saying is the city of Branson would make
parking.
Them.
Yeah, we were told we could
would
not.
You have to then take part of the theater out in order to provide more parking.
You have to have so many parking spots.
Do we have any
room.
Kind of written proof on that to put
like that.
With the stuff?
No, I
didn't come prepared, but I can get it for you. It's a standard thing. 3 people per car in the theater gives you the parking spaces.
Right. I'm familiar.
Okay.
Yes.
There's extensive parking, and when they give permits for the city of Branson, you would have had to have had parking for the motel and for the theater. They don't separate. I had a business myself in the city of Branson, and They're very picky about everything having a parking space.
Maybe you didn't go back to the 80s and 90s. I don't know, but it is not that way. There is not individual parking for both. They both have to share the same parking.
Yeah, I had one of the oldest.